Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So you're really just changing the timing of how you collect your rental income. And from a cost perspective, it just works out to basically 0.5% per month on the upfront amount, right? Which I guess is the same as sort of 6% of the annual rent, right? So this way, like property investors, they're still able to kind of, I guess they have their cake and they eat it too.
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors to find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategies. I'm Tyrone Shum, and in this episode, we're back with CEO and founder of Future Rent, Godfrey Din. We'll discover how he came up with a business that's available to any and every property investor. A story about a client who's now buying their second investment thanks to Future Rent, and how the end goal of the trailblazing business isn't what you might expect. Din's most challenging moment in his journey was not just a moment, but a year.
It's probably hard to hear that and not think back to even last year, right? 2020. So, I mean, more on the business side in terms of Future Rent. Like, March 2020, that I think it was the Friday when the government announced the moratorium on evictions.
Wow, you remember that very well. I don't even remember which day it was.
It was, I mean, as you can imagine, right? I mean, we're repaid from rent that's paid by the tenant. And the way the government announced it, where they didn't give any detail as to, you know, from a states or territories perspective, how, what it actually meant, what the laws actually meant. But basically, they just said, okay, well, you know, there are no more evictions. So we had a pretty similar experience to, I think, most agencies around the country, where, you know, about 20% of tenants put their hand up and said, look, we either don't want to pay rent, or we want to pay a reduced rent, or all of that. So I guess it was, you know, a scary time for us, but also just because a lot of our landlords were, you know, under quite a significant amount of pressure. Interestingly, like, the one thing that most people didn't realize until they called up was that our repayments, they pause. So automatically. So because we're only repaid from the rent that's paid by the tenant. So the tenant stops paying, your repayments with us, they pause. So I guess it was something which generally resolved itself within about 2 months. So as, you know, more information came to light and people realized, look, it's not a complete abatement, it's just a deferral. You know, you still need to pay rent. Most of those situations work themselves out, where people moved out, they found different accommodation. Fortunately, the book kind of just stabilized and things sort of just got back to normal. So it was a pretty crazy time, but I think if anything, it made us sort of realize, like, just how important, like, those flexible repayments are for people.
It would have been a really scary time and very unknown and uncertain for you, because you're thinking, what are we going to do as a business if all these payments start to sort of slow down and tenants are not paying? It really, really does have a huge impact on cash flow. And then you might not even know. It could be 6 months, could be 12 months.
Well, yeah, that's right. We're just so lucky, aren't we, that, you know, here things seem to have, touch wood, largely, you know, world, or our little part of the world feels like it's getting there back to normal.
It's been a complete opposite experience for me anyway, this in the last year, because things have just gone completely opposite to what I've anticipated. And I think a lot of business I've heard, especially in the property space, have just gone absolute gangbusters.
Since about November last year, we've seen investor sentiment just go through the roof, right? So people now, almost like a wealth effect, where people now are so much more comfortable spending money on their investment property, on their own home, buying more property. It's definitely a good market at the moment, good time to be a property investor.
Although he realized the power of buy and hold with his property in Ermington, his biggest aha moment in his property journey isn't about any particular property at all.
I think that one of the biggest things for me was actually when I came up with the idea for Futurerent, and I realized, wow, people have all of these cash flow needs and you've got all this money, it's already coming to you. Why shouldn't you be able to get it paid early, right? And if people are doing that in the commercial world, why shouldn't residential and everyday investors have that same ability to get paid their rent early? That was a real, real epiphany for me, because it can be so powerful. The difference between having, $3,000 paid into your account every month and having $36,000 just sitting there to make your next investment, it's huge. It's huge. I think the difference between, and that's really, and this is a little bit jargony, but that's the difference between income and capital, right? Capital is powerful. You can really do something with it. And I think that for me is really kind of been one of my biggest moments.
After keeping us in suspense for long enough, he dishes on the details behind Futurerent and how it works.
Our clients, they don't borrow money. We actually just enter into a type of lease with them on the property that under which we pay them rent up front to enter into that lease, right? And it's rent that they're receiving. They're not receiving loan funds or anything like that. They're literally receiving, a year or 2 years worth of rent up front. That lease basically gives us the right to collect a fixed amount of rent from the property. So property manager stays in place. All that happens is we get the property manager to set up equal installments to pay us back. And they can do that over up to 3 years, right? So you can get a whole year up front, pay it back over 3 years. So there'll be 36 equal installments, right? And because you're spreading that year out over 3 years, it's actually only taking up about a third of the rent to pay back that principal or that year up front, right? So you're really just changing the timing of how you collect your rental income. And from a cost perspective, it just works out to basically 0.5% per month on the upfront amount, right? Which I guess is the same as sort of 6% of the annual rent, right? So this way, property investors, they're still able to kind of, I guess they have their cake and they eat it too, because they're still able to get like a whole year's rent up front, but they still then are able to get the majority of the rental income to pay for their mortgage or pay for whatever it is, their property expenses or anything else that they need to.
We're not getting money up front from the tenants because they're not paying, 12 months of rent initially up front. But then Futurerent is helping to pay that. Can you just explain in numbers how that works and the times behind it?
So say, for example, your rent is $700 a week, right? So you can either get your $700 a week or you can get $36,500, which is like a year's worth of rent up front, right? And then you've got the choice as to what period of time you want to let your tenant pay that back. So say you want to let your tenant pay that back over 3 years, then effectively you're going to be paying back $36,500 over 3 years is basically $1,000 a month, roughly, which needs to go to pay back Futurerent. So your property manager will basically set up 36 payments for $1,000 a month, and that'll go to Futurerent. But you're still collecting over $3,000, or you're collecting $3,000 a month gross from the tenant, less your $1,000, so you're still collecting basically $2,000 a month in rent.
Yeah, but this is what I don't quite understand is who pays that rent up front?
Oh, we do. Futurerent does.
How do you fund that then? That's what I'm wondering. How do you fund that? Ultimately, you are going to get that money back from Futurerent, but who? How do you fund that to the landlords? Because obviously, the tenants are only going to be spreading out and paying over 3 years, let's say.
I guess we're very lucky in that we kind of have, not only our own equity, but also sort of wholesale debt that can could grow our book. So yeah, we're very lucky that we've sort of got a lot of capital to help people, you know, do all sorts of things with their rental income.
Din has created a fantastic business model with Future Rent. And not only does it thrive, but it's sustainable.
We're not trying to make a lot of money on each deal. We don't make much money on each deal. We're a scale business, right? We really want to change the way and revolutionize the way that people collect their rent. So, you know, we see a lot of demand, right? So we see a lot of property investors who, you know, would prefer to get their rent up front so they can supercharge their investment properties or supercharge their investment strategy, whatever it is. And we're just giving people another option. So for us, it's a scale thing, really. We really want to be the number one choice that property investors use because we're quicker, we're easier, we're simpler than dealing with the banks. And in many cases, we actually end up cheaper as well. We sort of really trying to create a new category for property investors, something that's built for property investors and for their investment, for their cash flow needs. We don't do any property management, so we just work with whatever property manager you have. So they just set up the payments for us, and otherwise nothing really changes, right? All you're changing is how you collect your rent.
And what are the criteria for, say, for example, a landlord or property investor coming to Future Rent to be able to qualify to get this?
It's really simple, right? The only thing we really care about is that our clients are paying their mortgage, right? As long as you've been paying your mortgage, you're not late in your mortgage repayments, you're eligible, right? So we don't care about, you know, your, we don't need to see any other paperwork, right? So we don't need to see any income stuff. We don't need to see any expenses. So there's no extra paperwork required from the client's perspective, which makes things, you know, really easy. People apply in, I don't know, somewhere between 3 and 5 minutes. We just need their basic information, like their ID, contact details for their property manager. The property manager handles the rest. From the property manager, we just kind of get the copy of the lease. We get the property management agreement. But that's really all we require. So, and interestingly, like, you know, a lot of people, they assume that they've got to have a year's left on their lease or something like that. They don't, right? Even if you've got a vacant property, you can get a whole year up front. And all it means for us is, like, if it takes longer to lease, then it just delays the period of time that, you know, it delays our repayments. So, you know, from a consumer's point of view, it's super, super consumer friendly product, you know, really built for property investors.
What would happen if a tenant is locked into their lease and doesn't pay their rent and you can't go through the lengthy eviction process?
We really rely heavily on the property managers, right? So the thing is we're all on the same page, right? Between the landlord, Future Rent, and the property manager, everyone wants to rectify that situation and have it resolved. We're very hands-off. We don't really sort of get involved. It's really the property manager to drive, you know, the outcome in the ordinary course. That purely just extends the period. I mean, we had some situations like in COVID where rents in areas like Docklands were completely smashed. We had some clients where the rent was dropped from, say, $700 to $450 a week and vacant for 3 or 4 months. And that's fine. You know, we understand that. That's part of the business. And that just means that it might take us, you know, 6 months longer or so to collect the rent. But that's just, you know, part of the business, really.
I guess what I'm just trying to think is, you know, worst case scenarios for, say, for example, the landlord. Landlord's on a positive side because Future Rent's covering the rental 12 months in advance. Then does that mean then once they've paid that 12 months in advance, they will have to wait 12 months later to get their next payment? And it's essentially just, you know, every 12 months the landlord would be getting that because that helps them with their capital?
It depends on the repayment term that they select, right? But you got to remember, Future Rent is only repaid from part of the rent that's paid by the tenant. So you as a landlord, you're always going to continue to collect some of the rent from the property. So if you pay us back over 3 years, you're still going to get over 60% of the rental income. And then once Future Rent's repaid, you can, you know, do it again. So so the shortest term available is like 1.5 years, because effectively the landlord still wants to generally collect about 25% of the rent as a minimum, because just to pay, you know, basic property costs. But we want to make sure there's just always enough rent coming in to pay, you know, at least your property manager and your basic outgoings.
Coming up after the break, Din explains how it took years to get Future Rent set up.
A lot of work went into getting things set up, but now it's seamless. You know, people apply and in minutes, and they're paid generally within 2 days. So super, super quick.
What Future Rent can do for you in addition to giving you your upfront rent?
We've even been helping people invest in the share market. We had one client actually who he took out a whole year's worth of rent and he used it to buy shares in Zip. And he told us that it's actually gone up 7 times since he bought those shares.
He shares the positives of mortgages.
And you compare that to borrowing money for a business or borrowing money for, you know, a commercial property investment. And there are so many more strings attached, right? But in the residential world, it's like one of the most stable sort of forms of capital you can get.
And that's up next. I'm Tarun Sham, and you're listening to Property Investory. Hey, property investor, is your cash or equity currently earning you 1 to 2% per annum sitting in the bank? What if I said to you that you can do better? To find out more, simply register your interest to become a money partner at propertyinvestory.com. Right now, there are great opportunities in the property market, and I'm looking for money partners who want to invest to get a high return with low risk on their money for 6 months. Register your interest by visiting propertyinvestory.com. Din explains how he set up the business and why it took several years to do so.
It was something that it took a long time. Like even before we started doing what we're doing, we spent basically 2 years working through all the regulation. So we got a sign off from the tax office. We actually got a ruling for the benefit of all of our landlords, basically to make sure that their position wasn't negatively impacted. And, you know, there's all of those details available online, but you know, basically the, you know, there's no stamp duty, there's no GST, the income tax kind of works as it usually would effectively. So yeah, we spent a lot of time and energy making sure from a regulatory point of view, and then from a tech point of view, things worked. So yeah, a lot of work went into getting things set up, but now it's seamless. You know, people apply and in minutes, and they're paid generally within 2 days. So super, super quick.
And what kind of technology and people and so forth did you need to be able to put all this together? Because it's not a one-man band kind of website, you know, that's it. It requires a lot of engineering, design, and so forth to be able to put something like this together.
It takes a village. It honestly takes a village. So it takes a village and a lot of work, a lot of testing and, you know, experimenting and just figuring things out. But yeah, we're very fortunate that we, you know, had some good advisors, and very lucky that early on we got a group involved, our innovation fund, who are a venture capital group, who were able to sort of point us in a couple of good directions. So yeah, I think it's just for us been about learning as much as we can, you know, reading as many books, listening to as many great podcasts, trying to continually educate ourselves so that we're, you know, able to deliver what we want to deliver.
With Future Rent rightfully picking up steam, he sees the business growing even larger in the coming years.
We at the moment, we're still really building awareness. It's been really rewarding to see our property investors grow with us. We've been around helping people for, you know, over 2 years in terms of helping people with their investment and cash flow needs. We just want to continue to grow, and we want to make it as simple for people as a choice around, you know, when they want to collect their rental income. And we want to help people do a whole lot more. I mean, there's a whole lot of examples that I could sort of walk you through in terms of what people have been doing. But yeah, I mean, I think we really want to do a lot more of that. So we've been helping a lot of people renovate not only their investment properties, but also their own homes. So people actually cashing out, you know, rent on an investment property and then renovating their principal place of residence. That's been big. We've been helping a lot of even small business owners because, you know, small business lending is really challenging. I don't know if you've ever tried for your business to get a small business loan.
It's a lot of paperwork.
A lot of paperwork, and it's expensive, right? Really, really expensive. Whereas if you're lucky enough to have an investment property, you can get, you know, your rent early instead. And it's a much more consumer-friendly solution. So we had a great client who's got a pizza shop that we helped buy another pizza shop, and an accountant, a whole range of sort of small business owners. We've even been helping people invest in the share market. We had one client actually who he took out a whole year's worth of rent and he used it to buy shares in Zip. And he told us that it's actually gone up 7 times since he bought those shares. And now he's sort of paid back that future rent. And he actually last week took out another year worth of future rent to help him buy a house with the money that he made from the shares on Zip. So some really interesting cases, right? The thing is there's endless possibilities, right? We're not prescriptive about what people use the money for. We figure people can do what they want. But so yeah, we just want to continue to help people with their investment goals.
His biggest mentors are those he worked with at Investec, who took him under their wings and taught him the ropes.
I was really lucky in that, like, when I started working at Investec, like I mentioned, I was a kid. There were a lot of people who were older than me and wiser than me and able to, you know, teach me a lot of really valuable lessons. You know, learning the difference between good debt and bad debt, and understanding and getting comfortable with leverage, right? And realizing that, like, in for instance, you know, generally, and obviously everyone's situation is different, but in Australia, like, if you have a mortgage, as long as you meet your interest payments, you're all good. And you compare that to borrowing money for a business or borrowing money for, you know, a commercial property investment, and there are so many more strings attached, right? But in the residential world, it's like one of the most stable sort of forms of capital you can get. So I think, you know, I had a lot of really good mentors who sort of shared that type of philosophy with me really early on. We're really integral to being able to, or in cultivating that sort of mindset for me. I'm a big believer in, like, continuous learning, right? And trying to really get specialized knowledge in as many different areas that you can, right? And doing that by actually doing, because I think that's often really the only way. Yeah, and we're lucky in this day and age, there's so many resources out there, right? Podcasts like this, books, you know, the whole world is a classroom.
Absolutely. And you mentioned that you spend a lot of time learning as well. You know, as you said, you've got podcasts, books, and so forth. If you're an avid reader or avid listener of audiobooks and stuff like that, do you have any particular book or resource that you can recommend to listeners that you found really helpful in your journey?
There's a whole range, and I mean, I generally try to find something which is a particular challenge or problem that I'm trying to solve. But one of the great sort of general books that I quite like is Danny Kahneman's Thinking Fast and Thinking Slow, where he really talks about the difference between, he calls it System 1 and System 2 thinking, where System 1 is your immediate reaction to something, your immediate, like, gut response. And that's how we're wired as humans to survive, right? From hundreds of thousands of years of evolution. But often you actually really need to think much more deeply about something and slow down to really understand the situation or to really understand what's happening. And often that's really completely counterintuitive. And in real estate, the only way you're actually able to see through all the mess and buy well when the market is, you know, when everyone else is fearful, is by engaging that type of philosophy, right? By really actually thinking deeply about something and analyzing things properly and not sort of just moving with the crowd.
If you were able to visit and meet yourself, say, 10 years ago, what do you think you would have said to him?
Oh, gosh. Oh, I think for starters, it would be never sell. So don't sell the property, just keep it. So, yeah, I think buy, fix, keep, you know, borrow as... I mean, I had people saying it to me previously, but I still don't think I fully took advantage of you know, how much... Borrow as much as you can when you can. You know, you got to plan your financial goals around your life events and situation, right? I think probably those two things.
With so many things to be excited about, he's most looking forward to the fulfilling feeling he gets from helping others.
I'm just really excited about, continuing to kind of grow the business and continuing to help property investors. I think we still haven't really scratched the surface of like the universe of property investors out there, right? And we want to make this as simple for people as a choice of, how do you want to collect your rent? And, you know, it's so rewarding to be able to see clients who now, you know, send us snaps of a renovation they did on their home, or send us like, get in touch and tell us, like, for instance, that customer in the Northern Territory who is getting an extra $15,000 a year in rent from a really simple, clever renovation. Hearing those sorts of success stories that our clients are having and hearing them describe us as like a real breath of fresh air compared to dealing with the banks. That's for me, that's sort of what makes me jump out of bed every morning. I love it.
That's fantastic. And I'm also curious, because you created and the founder of Future Rent, how have you been able to use Future Rent for yourself, you know, in your investment properties?
I think that might be a bit of a conflict of interest. So I had to sort of steer away from that one, unfortunately. But we're just really trying to help our clients.
Yeah, fair enough. That would have been interesting, because I was just thinking, okay, if you did have the potential to do that, what would you use it for?
Well, everyone's different, right? Everyone has something different in mind. It's amazing. Like, it's amazing. The use cases are endless, really.
True. Just as long as you don't go out and start buying like maybe a liability, then it's okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Fantastic. All right. Well, Godfrey, how much of your success is due to your skill, intelligence, and hard work? And how much of it do you think is because of luck?
I think, all of those things are prerequisites. Like, I think you have to have all of those things in some combination. I think hard work is, you know, probably a big variable there. But I think for me, I've been quite lucky in that the circumstances have really been kind of favorable for me, where, you know, the banks have kind of made it really easy for us in a way, where they've been treating property investors like second-class citizens for so long, right? And they haven't done anything to help property investors specifically with their own goals in an easy way, and giving people access to an easy, you know, an easy solution that's consumer friendly that can help them grow their wealth, right? Instead, they're so caught up with red tape and regulation and all the rest of it. So I think, you know, circumstances for me have been, really, really fortunate.
Thank you to Godfrey Din, our guest on this episode of Property Investory. And if you love the show and are ready to get serious about investing your money to get a low risk, high return, then SMS me your name and email address on 0499881040 to become a money partner. Right now, there are great opportunities in the property market, and I'm looking for money partners who want to invest their money for a short 6 months. To register interest, text me your name and email address on 0499 88 1040.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.